This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, it is often said that farmers are asset-rich and cash-poor. Nowhere is this more obvious than when it comes to land. It's the most important asset a farmer has, no matter if they're in grain or livestock production. Without land, nothing else goes. But it's also an asset that's had an ever-increasing price tag, setting multiple records in state and national levels in the last year alone. So what is it looking like going into 2024? Well, we'll talk about that next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
In the past year, we've seen many states set records, including Iowa, on the price of an acre of land. The national record was set in Missouri earlier this year at over $34,000 an acre. Iowa topped out at well over $30,000 an acre for land. And for years, experts have been saying these high prices are not going to last. Well, they're going to come back down. We're going to see a correction. However, we haven't seen one at all. In fact, we've been seeing the opposite effect as numbers just keep climbing. So when will that price peak in the land market? When will it begin to taper off? Well, according to Randy DeCoot, a farmland specialist with Ag Economic Insights, don't look for it to be coming down at least in the beginning of 2024. In fact, he's expecting borrowing rates for land purchases to increase, at least to start off the year.
My take is, gosh, in a lot of parts of the Corn Belt, takes $3 million to buy a quarter section. And how many $3 million are there lying around in that neighborhood? So I think there's going to be next round of land buying coming up, a little more borrowed funds. And so that becomes more expensive. And that really makes a difference because you're going to have to support that payment from other income from the farm. So higher interest rates, the cap rate expectation or return on that farmland is going to change, I think.
Now this becomes even more interesting in the current economic climate we find ourselves in. Look at increased interest rates. In fact, we're wondering if that's going to increase here this afternoon. We may also see a decreased return on investment for those who are looking to purchase land as a rental investment. It's really been kind of a bad situation as far as trying to get the most return on investment for land purchases, but yet the price tag keeps climbing.
We've been used to low interest rates, low treasury rates, where 2, 3% return on farmland was acceptable. Now treasury rates are around 5%. Are they going to go high and stay higher longer? And so that expectation, I need a better return for that farmland. So do I get better rent or does the value come down some? So I think that may play out, but there's still a lot of things going on.
But this could be now where it should peak. Increased operating costs should lead to decreased amount of income available for land purchases, which could put some pressure on the market and lower prices.
Lower input prices, farm incomes, where will they land? Commodity prices are lower. World uncertainties. U.S. still has the most stable land market and so forth, so it's a place to invest and keep for the long term. But I think there will ultimately be some challenges on the farmland prices in 24. We'll see if it's just a softening, or I don't think it'll be more than that, but I think it'll give it another pause.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.